The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you on this Tuesday. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Is that right? I just want to see if you're awake. All right. I know it's early for some of you. Some of you are already on the road doing your thing. We appreciate that. Hey, our phone lines, I got to tell you this. It's rather anecdotal yesterday about the circumstances involving some of you trying to get into the show. And you have to listen to the message when you call in, and you're going to have to press the number one, because this is how we're keeping the robocalls out of our network, because apparently they like to infiltrate everywhere. That includes toll-free numbers. So when you call 844-769-2944 to get on the show and voice your opinion, your comment, or whatever the case may be, chew on my keister, whatever, you have to call, and then you have to listen to the message and press 1, because, see, this is what these robocalls don't do. They don't have the capability, because they're computer-generated, to press 1. And even though the FCC says that they're illegal, well, guess what? These computer dialers do not care, and neither do the people that program them. They're random auto-dialers is what they are, and they're illegal, but until we actually... I know, when you get one of these robocalls, you wish you could just reach through the phone and punch somebody out, right? Because they're just annoying. And no, they just try to make your day, right? So we just have these candid conversations, but remember, you have to press the number one when you get into the show, all right? So when you try to call in, listen to the message, press one, you'll get here. That simple. By the way, we're still in the Power 50 on TalkStream Live. For those of you who... listen to us on TalkStreamLive.com. That keeps our numbers up there. And the more our numbers are up there, the more that we have affiliate vendors who want to be with us. Now, that's a neat thing, isn't it? Just remember that. All right. There's a way to listen to TalkStream Live by phone. That number is 717-528-3960, or you can listen to the replay on the podcast line, which is 641-793-9840. I know, those numbers just like whoosh, ran right past you. Well, you can listen to them on our archives on thepowerhour.com and write those numbers down. And of course, for those of you who like to listen and want to listen with more clarity, you can do so with ricksatelliteusa.com. He's located in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. And for those of you who want to try to win... a dish system. What? Did Dave say they're giving away a dish system? I sure did. Power Hour Jay and Judy donated them, which we appreciate. God bless you for doing that. And of course, now in order to win one of these things, now we're not asking you send in money. That'd be nice. You know, it's what keeps us on the air. You can send a letter by snail mail and explain why it is you want one of these systems, why you need it, how it would help your life. I know that's kind of tough. You're, well, I don't know. I just like a dish system because I like to win the lottery. Well, you know, we're a little bit more refined than the lottery, all right? And this is why. Because we have a few people, not millions, that write in wanting a dish. Because a lot of people, they've already said, well, I'll listen to it on my phone or on the internet. It's okay. But see, with this dish, and that's quite a dish, you get more than just the Channel 1 where Global Star is operating from on the Galaxy 19 satellite. You get like 70 some odd radio channels and TV channels, and you don't have to connect to the internet. That way, Uncle Sam doesn't know what you're listening to. And given the fact that they've been kicking this Section 702 of FISA down the road, Congress has, you know, that means that's, you know, the closer we get to April 19th, that's when the whole thing expires. That's to see the things you have to worry about, because this is how the surveillance state operates. You don't have to worry about it when you don't connect to the internet with the RickSatelliteUSA.com system. So what you do is you send your letter, snail mail, to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Now, for those of you that have internet and don't need to send a snail mail, email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Got that? support@thepowerhour.com. You have to put the word the in there too. Otherwise, it won't get through. Somebody else will get your email and go, what are these people talking about? And then when you send it, include your name, address, and phone number as well. Because Rick will read these letters, Rick Kaler at RickSatelliteUSA.com. He will read those letters, and he will pick one that really touches him, because he's a Christian guy and he wants to help people. And so do Power Hour Jay and Judy, which is why they donated to the systems. If you wanted to buy one of these from RickSatelliteUSA.com and beat the rush, you certainly can. Rick still is discounting it for Power Hour listeners. So if you tell Rick you're a Power Hour listener, he will give you a discount on the price. Everybody else gets to pay $3.99. You pay $3.69. You get free shipping. He's still keeping that figure for all our Power Hour listeners. So, but you get a satellite system and you can listen to some decent programming instead of that mainstream media crap that's out there. Now that's a good deal, isn't it? Especially for those of you who are homeschooling and don't want to expose your kids to mainstream media, especially The View. Wow. I was just reading a back channel on The View. As a matter of fact, some of the people that were actually the hosts on The View, the commentators, did not like the way The View was turning out. Yeah, it turned out to be a very bad thing instead of a good thing. And so they quit because it was supposed to be all, you know, fruits and nuts and fun and games and whatnot. Now it's turned into critique of everything they don't like, everything that's not liberal. They make fun of and poke at and say stupid things about, like they have nothing better to do. They're trying to be funny or cute or whatever the case may be. They're alienating and creating further divisiveness on that show. So see, you don't have to worry about exposing your kids to garbage like that. Mommy, why is it lady saying stuff like that? Why is Joy Behar saying stuff like that? Well, because, honey, she's an idiot. So, you know, you don't have to expose your kids to that. Speaking of homeschooling, we're going to try to connect with Robert Bortons later in the show. He actually was homeschooled, and now he's successful. He's got college degrees. He's moving up in the world. See, anybody that knows what's going on in the school right now, I mean, there's a school in Massachusetts where the board wants the National Guard to come in to restore law and order to the school. I mean, come on, really? This sort of thing is going on. Wow. You get so much more educational value with the RickSatelliteUSA.com system, folks. I don't know why. You know, see, the thing is, you're always looking for sources. Give the kids something to do. You know, that's why Robert Bortons is coming on the show to talk about their homeschool program. Because it just takes, I can't afford to do that. Well, you cannot not afford to do it. Because it's the outcome. When you're gone, what are your kids going to do to survive? What legacy will you leave your children or grandchildren? Even though I've been out of college and out of high school and everything for half a century, why should I bother? Yeah, I know. You want to be part of the why bother crowd and not vote, not do anything. Oh, it doesn't matter. They'll steal the election anyway. You know, with an attitude like that, you get what you get. And, of course, we had the President's Day sale going on. 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship products, except Strauss and Grown by Nature. And even though it's not President's Day, it's still in my show notes, which means it's still going on. And, of course, those of you that want to buy 10% off Strauss Heart Drops, you get a free book with a heart drop order. It's called Beating Heart Disease. And, of course, don't forget Grown by Nature products always ship for free. We have the Global Healing Center Detoxity now in stock for those of you that feel like you've been inflicted or infested with parasites and heavy metal. And it's entirely possible, given the story we read about Cheerios and Quaker Oats. Huh. It's amazing, all the crap they put in that stuff. And you eat it. Oh, Mom, this is good. Can I have more sugar, more poison in my food? How about some Splenda, honey? How about some honey? That's good for you, especially locally grown honey. Just remember that we are a 100% reader-supported platform. And, of course, our website does not contain advertisements, thepowerhour.com. And, of course, that means that without your support, we would not exist. We have to keep the momentum going through 2024, folks. And you know why that is, right? Because we are in an election year. And they are going to try to censor us. They might attack our... We don't know what they're going to attack. I mean, they're already all over social media. We already know they did this because the news reports are indicating 7 months before the 2020 elections, they were already infiltrating social media and deleting people's comments and banning people, shadow banning, that were basically putting forth opposing viewpoints, trying to wake up the population, and they were being censored. Everybody that posted about Hunter Biden's laptop was being censored. So the mainstream media continued to promote the fact that everything is hunky-dory and Biden's in his basement and he's getting more stupid by the minute. But vote for him anyway. And in the meantime, we'll make sure those mail-in ballots get there. Lots and lots of mail-in ballots. We'll go to nursing homes and assisted living facilities and we'll pilfer all those mail-in ballots. We've got workers in there that are Democrat that have been ordered to take those ballots out of the boxes and fill them out in favor of Biden. Vote Democrat, straight line party ticket. And just, you know, keep them for us because we're going to come around and collect them. And we sat idly by and just, you know, oh, isn't life wonderful? We don't have to do anything about it. We don't have to watch the poll boxes to make sure that people aren't pulling up in the middle of the night with big cases of mail-in ballots they stole and filled out in advance and forged signatures to and put phony addresses on. I mean, some of our researchers have indicated on this very show that we've had 20, 30 people living at one address. And it come to find out it's a gas station or a storage unit. How's that work? You see what I mean? They're going to try everything to keep themselves in power because absolute power. That's right. You know what they is. Corrupts absolutely. So anyway, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up or any other banner requesting a donation, please, out of the goodness of your heart, kick some this way. Keep us on the air. For those of you that want to call the Power Mall when they open at 8 a.m., which is almost 45 minutes from now, and you don't want to click the Support Us tab, you can call us directly at 877-817-9829 because thepowerhour.com has the Support Us tab. You can donate that way, but you can also call and talk to a human being. For every $25 donation we receive, you're going to get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. Ship it for free. For every $25 donation we receive. So that means that's a minimum donation. So if you want to give $100 or $200 or $500, you can do that. Keeps us on the air because national talk shows are not cheap. And if you want to buy through one of our partners' tabs, we call them affiliates as well. And we get a spiff from that. So you can click on the partners tab when you go to thepowerhour.com and donate that way. And, of course, if you want to buy gold and silver coin, U.S. Capital is one of our partners, uscoincapital.com. You can protect your wealth with their trusted experts and check out their holiday deals and give them a call for your numismatic gold investments at 1-800-878-2646. You certainly can do that. And of course, for those of you that need a little prayer in your life, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click the community tab, and there is the prayer request button. And we'd be happy to say a little prayer. We should do that for America anyway. You should pray for America that we recover. But pray that God gives you wisdom to do the right thing in helping America survive. That would be the thing I'd be praying for right now. Yep. Can that happen? It could, if you put your faith in God. And of course, if you're ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, we're offering a first-time customer discount. You can get 10% off your order by using the checkout code FIRST and the number 10, which also applies to phone orders if you want to call the Power Mall. And if you don't have internet, don't fret. We have a Power Mall catalog, and if you call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 when it opens up at 8 a.m. Central, we will get you a Power Mall catalog. Send it to you right there in the mail so you can continue to order and keep us on the air. Because that's important. We can't bring you the news and all the guests that we have. Perrier will be on the show at the top of next hour talking about something that we use around here in my household on a regular basis, and that's the calcium bentonite living clay. All right, now moving along, not to fearmonger, world news at 16 after the hour. For those of you clock watchers out there, a top Putin ally is warning the West, I guess that would be us, would be the UK, Europe, NATO, all that. They don't want us to support Ukraine anymore, warning that it would lead to nuclear strikes on Kyiv, Berlin, London, and Washington. Oh, promises, promises. As well as an apocalyptic civil war in Russia with tens of millions dead. So says Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, who is also formerly the Prime Minister and President of Russia in service to Vladimir Putin. He's threatening Western capitals with the entire strategic arsenal of Russian nuclear weapons. He's going to push the button. Yeah, Medvedev, for whom absolutely no slight is too small to necessitate a nuclear response, was speaking of Ukraine's hope to retake its UN-recognized national territory, which in some cases have been occupied by Russia for very close to 10 years. Russia has amended its constitution and now considers those areas, Crimea, Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, to be full parts of the Russian Republic. Republic, comrade. Attempting to push the borders back to where they were before will invite a massive retaliation, Medvedev said in his latest threat this week, making it clear he sees the Western states aiding Ukraine with arms as legitimate targets. So, Medvedev, come on, promises, promises. Everybody in this country pretty much can do without Washington, D.C., given the fact that it's not ours anymore, according to Congress. They own it. They want to put gates up. They want to put fence up. They want to put Capitol Police up. They want to keep us out. So much for touring our nation's capital. I thought we the people paid for that. And now Russia just wants to wipe it out. Well, you know, all the radiation and the fallout's going to go over the Atlantic Ocean. So what do we care? We can do away with that little 10-square-mile area, Medvedev, huh? Why do you keep saying stuff like that if you don't mean it? Is this all political tit for tat? You going to turn London into a nuclear parking lot, too? He mentioned Berlin because Germany's obviously helping Ukraine out. We have all these warmongers in D.C. that keep saying, yeah, we need to keep funding Ukraine. Wonderful, isn't it? Is that going to lead to our own demise? Well, Medvedev says, what's he, E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Remember that commercial? What a joke. They say stuff like this on a regular basis. And see, all it would take would be for Ukraine to join NATO. That would be one that would basically cause them to start to lean forward to push the red button. And they're not going to tell us when they do it. They will take out Kyiv, Ukraine first and just obliterate it. And just remember, when they say the tens of millions will be dead, as well as an post-apocalyptic civil war in Russia, it also means that the fallout from a nuclear blast, limited as it may be, in Kyiv, and that would be the capital of Ukraine, is going to blow over Russia with all that fallout, and people will succumb to it. Now, it may not be as severe when it gets to the Russian border, because most of the Ukrainians who haven't been murdered already by their own government will succumb to radiation poisoning. But Medvedev, he's got it in his little craw that as long as he has the ability to become a mouthpiece for the Kremlin and threaten the West, see, then the West analyzes it and goes, ah, he's full of it. I always ask the American public. Here you have the best Congress that money can buy, and they want to keep funding Ukraine. They want to keep this war going on. They want to help Ukraine get into NATO. They really are promoting their own demise. And their excuse is, well, if we don't fight them over there, we're going to have to fight them over here. Buddy, we're already going to fight them over here. With all these Chinese nationals that have come across the border? We'll talk about that in this news segment. Israel's economy, by the way, has suffered one of its worst ever slumps. Their GDP has dropped nearly 20% after the engaging in war. This according to preliminary figures released on Monday. That was worse than every estimate in Bloomberg survey of analysts whose media forecast was for a decline of 10.5%. Wow, they're actually betting on Israel's economy? Oh, I bet they are. I bet they're securitizing and making bets and hedge funds through that. People are making money off of that. They can bet on the weather with the hedge funds. They do this with stock. They short stock based on the weather. We're going to have an early spring. Hey, Punxsutawney Phil can't be wrong all the time. Let's bet on that. And they win money. See, this is what they do. They can actually create a security that bets on the weather. People will invest in it. This is how stupid these investors are. It's crazy. A French car company has cut 10,000 jobs to smooth electric vehicle transition. You see, they just can't let go of this global climate warming, climate change garbage. And see, they're also worried about the future outcomes from the push to move Europe towards driving electric cars, but China has infiltrated with imports in the European car market. So the five-year plan by Forvia, which was founded last year in a merger of Farisi and a German competitor, Hella, they're going to invest in AI and cut 10,000 jobs from the factories. Well, we'll see how that works out. And meanwhile, car dealers are slashing electric vehicle prices to try to shift unsold stock. Why? Because nobody wants them. They don't hold up in winter. When their batteries get wet, they blow up. Their cars catch fire and burn people inside of them. Their vehicles shut down. They have auto driver and you set it up there and decide to take a nap. Next thing you know, you're DOA, actually DRT, which is dead right there. When you get in a wreck, when your autopilot runs into the back of a semi and decapitates everybody in the vehicle. Think about that before you buy an electric vehicle with autopilot on it. Yeah, I'm talking about all you Tesla drivers out there that think you're all that plus a bag of chips while the rest of America sits there and watches you foolishly spend $40,000 and beyond on this garbage. We are 30 years behind in technology, folks. And speaking of cars, guess what Russia did? Putin just gave Kim Jong-un a luxury car, an Aurus, that's what they call it, for his personal use. That could be termed a violation of the UN ban that Moscow agreed to adopt against Pyongyang. The two countries have forged closer ties since Kim and Putin met last September, pledging to promote exchanges in all areas as their international isolation deepened over Russia's war in Ukraine and North Korea's nuclear weapons development. So, Putin gives Kim one of these nice, fancy-dancy little cars. Amazing how that works. And, of course, South Korea's security spokespeople, their foreign ministry, they're closely monitoring this, and they're saying, hey, This is not complying with UN Security Council resolutions. The sanctions on North Korea prohibit directly or indirectly supplying, selling, or moving all transportation vehicles internationally categorized as HS Code 86 through 89, whatever that means, regardless of their origin to North Korea, including luxury cars, according to a ministry spokesperson. They're violating UN Security Council. You really think they care? Who's going to punish them? Yeah. You know what I got to say to the UN Security Council? There you go. There's your raspberry. You people can stick it where the sun never shines. Chinese business interests, by the way, are going to be protected from illegal restrictions, according to its foreign ministry, because Beijing is criticizing proposed U.S. sanctions. They were discussed on Monday on CNBC, which, of course, China's watching, which interviewed a number of Congress members about the plans. Democrat Gerald Connolly, who sits on the House Committee on Foreign Relations, claimed the very threat of sanctions from the U.S. and potentially the EU ought to clarify some thinking in Beijing. Well, of course, they're complaining about it. All right. Before we go to U.S. news and politics and government, I'll save that for the bottom of next hour. We'll take a phone call or two. Brady in Arizona. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, comrade. I was going to eat my Cheerios, but then they're full of that Chlormaquat. That's a new one.
Yeah, Chlormaquat.
Yeah, that's a new one. And then when they did the study, 90% of all non-organic, oat-based foods had that in it. Isn't that great? It's surprising how much of the stuff that they're putting in our food that they haven't told us about for the last 20 years, you know? Same with the fluoride in our water. That's really good for you, too. But also, there was another study that came out. It was all the atmospheric plastics that we're eating. Do you know that we eat the equivalent of one credit card a week of plastic?
Wow.
That's a good
I could just chew up one of my Visa cards and get the same dose.
No, you got two cards a week.
Oh, two cards a week. Wow, look at all the money I can save.
Bump it up. So now you got Klaus Schwab mugs, credit cards, and Cheerios with Chlormaquat. I love this new diet. We're really gonna be making it a long time. That lifespan they said went down by 4 years already, just in the last couple of years. But I think it's probably gonna be after this all resets and they start really counting all the deaths instead of covering them up. It's probably gonna be we're gonna have a lifespan probably brought down to about age 50. Wow. After this death shot that they're hitting everybody with. They just did a study over in Britain that they were looking at the funeral home, all the deaths of the miscarriages, and this is one of the most horrible things, statistics that I've been researching. 77% of all women who got the COVID jab had a miscarriage. And how the government and the British government, Richie Sumac, I can't tell how you pronounce that, but
yes, Sumac.
He's going after the doctors. He's trying to cover up. He's trying to cover up and blame the doctors again for covering up. And what they're doing, instead of shipping these, they're shipping the babies directly to the crematorium.
Wow. Not the Magdalene Laundry, huh? Wow, that's crazy. All right, we're at the break, Brady. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Always nice to get the heads up. Yeah, Brady's got it going on out there. Hey, it's 28 minutes after the hour for those of you in the know. And we'll be back with U.S. news. We'll talk about that those military-aged Chinese guys coming across our border. This is according to the Border Patrol chief. When we come back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Be right back.
For your eyesight, there is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
From
of 7 a.m. Central Time where we are. And that means the Power Mall is going to open up in about 26 minutes from now. 877-817-9829. So those of you can call and make a donation and buy some products and keep us on the air. Definitely need your help. You want the news? You want to stay in the know what's going on? Get into the discussion? Well, we need to stay on the air, folks. In order to do that, we need you to go to the Power Mall, buy some products, and make donations in order for that to happen. Otherwise, we go bye-bye. That means you turn on your radio, turn on your satellite, and we're not there. You get my hint? The head of the Border Patrol Union have an alarming rise in military-aged Chinese men entering the U.S. illegally. This is the head of the Border Patrol Union saying this. Brandon Judd, making remarks during a recent interview on Just the News, No Noise TV program, which came as U.S. Customs and Border Protection released its latest data for January encounters with illegal immigrants who crossed the border into the U.S. And Mr. Judd said, at best, they're here for a better life. At worst, they're here to be part of the Chinese government to infiltrate our own country. Now let's see what the number of Chinese immigrants is. Border Patrol agents encountered 5,717 single Chinese adults in January, more than twice the number of any other January on record. Let's see. In December of last year, that figure rose to a record 7,581, while the total since January of last year. Now, this is Chinese, military-aged Chinese men that have been documented by CBP. Not the gotaways, just the ones we know about. 64,979 military-aged Chinese guys, close to 65,000 of them. Some analysts are saying deteriorating economic conditions in China, along with human rights abuses and policies such as strict COVID-19 lockdowns, are likely driving the increase. But wait a minute, I thought you had to, what'd they have to do, sneak out of China? How'd they do that? Like get on a boat and, you know, steal out of the country? But see, then China is using TikTok to tell all these people how to get into the Darien Gap and get into this country. Well. And then we find out that the HV transformers that are in most of our substations all across the country have a back door in them that these potential Chinese infiltrators. How do we know that these guys aren't trained in computer science and they're given the backdoor codes and just told to wait? And they'll shut down the entire grid. And here we are. We the people are depending on our government to bail us out of our little jam. Hurricane Katrina, look how long it took them to respond. And the Superdome turned into a whorehouse. And Blackwater mercenaries showed up and shot people on the bridge.
Yeah.
So, knowing what we know, how ready is America for any of this? We're not. We don't care. We just go on about our business. So what? So they're infiltrated. They're not in my backyard. They're not in my front door. They're not kicking in my door wanting stuff because they're broke. Gee, I thought they got a credit card. And yeah, where would you like to go? Yeah, dome rigato, Mr. Roboto. Well, yeah, where would you like to go, sir? Want to go to Chicago? Want to go to New York? New Jersey? Where do you want to go? You want to go to Pennsylvania? How about Martha's Vineyard? That sounds like fun. How about we send you to the Obama campground, the campsite? That would be fun, wouldn't it? You can camp out in front of Obama Shamalama Ding Dong's place, huh? Say hi to Michael Robinson while you're there. How's that going to work out? Oh, no, we don't care. Nah, we're not paying attention to that. We got more important things to worry about, don't we? Yeah, like how we're going to hand them out, you know, more month at the end of the money kind of stuff. That's what we're more worried about. Who cares about how the vote turns out in November, right? We don't care about that. Not. No, we do care about it. Everybody listening to this show does. I'm talking about all the morons out there that are living from hand to mouth. Gen Zers that are freaking out that don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. Well, not some of them do. Some of them are awake. I'm not going to blast all the Gen Zers out there, but there's a majority of them out there that have been basically nymphomaniac by college professors in their brains with overload of liberal whatever. And so, yeah, they're the ones that are basically warped. And yeah, I feel sorry for those people. They're the ones that end up on Instagram and TikTok and various places whining about their 40-hour work week. You know what I'm talking about. Boo-hoo, I don't have any time for myself. Okay. All right, let's talk about what could happen to you. You become a success. You deal in real estate. You become rich. And then you get attacked by the state of New York. I keep wondering why Trump didn't pack up all of his stuff and move out. Well, Trump news, and there's a bunch of it. A lawyer representing former President Trump says his team is going to challenge the New York judge's decision. Chris Keyes, his attorney, former lawyer in the case, told Newsweek yesterday, it's going to depend on many factors, so it's hard to say at the moment. In any event, it's going to fall within the 30-day clock under the court rules. But here's the thing. Former President Trump has to pay nearly $500 million as a bond to New York State before he can appeal by the ruling by Sir Arthur Engoron, and Goron the moron. He has to pay $354 million in fines, over $450 million with interest for fraud. Now, that basically means if you go get a bond, you got to put up 10% of that amount, or $45.5 million. A bond would require a company to guarantee payment for a defendant who's been barred from doing business in New York and is facing the need to liquidate much of his portfolio. This is what I don't get, Donald. Former President Trump, with all due respect, why are you still in New York? See what they're doing now? They're milking you for every dime you have. And I don't care whether you took to the stage in Michigan afterwards, calling the decision by Engoron a lawless, unconstitutional atrocity that sets fire to our laws up there in an airport hangar overflowing to capacity in Waterford Township. When we win back the White House, we will have no higher priority than ending the weaponization of this horrible legal system that has developed around us. Well, I'll tell you what, if it can happen to Trump, it can happen to you. And we'll talk about that in the economy, because apparently, you know, that has happened as well with Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary is now saying, given what happened with the Trump verdict, he's never going to invest in New York. That's right. He was on Fox Business saying he was shocked by the ruling. He said, this award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. Real estate investor Grant Cardone also posted on X, says his company, Cardone Capital, is not going to invest in New York anymore. They've initiated research into potential investments there. But now that Trump was ordered to pay $355 million because the judge said so, well, guess what? They thought it was time to get in the market. None anymore, man. Nope. He's telling all of his investors out there, Cardone is, not to waste time in New York. Cardone said his team's going to double their efforts to find real estate properties in several red states like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. Elena Cardone, Grant's wife, set up a GoFundMe page to help Trump pay for the $355 million. So far, they've raised over $500,000. And of course, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, the witch from New York, the wicked witch of the East, tried to reassure folks they wouldn't be fined for doing business in New York. Really? She's trying to make excuses for the court systems. And so this judge determined that Donald Trump did not follow the rules. He was prosecuted, and truly, the governor of the state of New York does not have a say in the size of a fine, and we want to make sure that we don't have that level of interference. Really? So here's what O'Leary is saying. He called California a loser state and New York a mega loser state. He's going to be investing in red states such as North Dakota, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. See how all this is polarizing America now? And then you got Capital One buying Discover. And both of them are into ESG, did you know? Big into that. Man, I think it's time to start dumping Discover cards. Since Capital One's going to take over, what's in your wallet? Yeah, you see how they brainwash America into believing this stuff? And they get little Jen Garner. Just can't say enough about little Jennifer Garner getting on there, showing you the Capital One card. You can get all these here. Yeah, really? What's with that? Telling you, it's time to start ditching those major credit cards. Pretty sad. New York migrants, by the way, you want to talk about how bad New York is? The Democrat-controlled state of New York's been quietly handing out cash payments to thousands of migrants under a rule change qualifying non-citizens for welfare. And guess whose pocketbooks it's coming out of? Right now, there's over 173,000 migrants that have poured into New York City. It's possible that more than 10% of them, do the math, 17,000 could be receiving these safety net assistance benefits just in New York City alone. Millions of dollars, folks, all being paid for by New York taxpayers. And Hochul is just, whatever. We have to take care of them. We're a sanctuary state. Yeah. Hochul, what are you going to do when they show up on your doorstep wanting more money, when their money runs out? What are you going to do when they show up on your doorstep with a gun and you don't have one? Not that we know of. Yeah. What are you going to do then? Governor, you going to get your security team out there to stop them from coming into your place en masse? You saw what they did in Sri Lanka. You saw they stormed the Capitol Palace. Gun or no gun, you get thousands of people out in front of your place, Governor. Yeah, not going to be pretty. Hope you can run in heels. Retired Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said Fulton County DA's testimony may have been perjured. Yep. Mr. Dershowitz said there was a plausible case that Mr. Wade and Ms. Willis committed perjury on the stand. He said Mr. Wade clearly committed perjury during his testimony, during which he swore under oath, essentially, that he did not, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Willis, but later admitted he did when his marriage broke down. Oops. Regarding similar statements from Ms. Willis in court, Mr. Dershowitz noted there was at least one witness who testified that the relationship occurred much earlier than what Mr. Wade and Ms. Willis claimed. Okay. So, retired Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz decided not to park the car in Harvard Yard, but he decided instead to go out and start talking about. See, he's got to keep his name out in headlines. Let's pick a subject. How about Fannie and Freddie and, no, Fannie and Wade, whatever. Let's have fun with them. Yep. Sounds like fun. Little just mass weapons of mass distraction here. Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children under state law and subject to legislation dealing with the wrongful death of a minor, stating it applies to all unborn children regardless of their location. Amazing how that works. The court did not address the question of whether extrauterine children should be treated as human beings, but it did find that state law did not specify what state an unborn child is to be in. The relevant statutory text, however, is clear. The Wrongful Death of a Minor Act applies on its face to all unborn children without limitation. The court found there's no unwritten exception, as the defendants have argued, to the law, that applies to unborn children who are not physically located in utero, that is, inside a biological uterus at the time they are killed. You know, it's amazing. Alabama Supreme Court can come out with this, but in the UK, they are saying, believe it or not, government agencies are saying that all of these transgenders who had the sex change and get these drugs produce breast milk to feed babies. We're talking about men who have been injected with drugs to lactate so they can nurse babies, and says that their milk is just as healthy as, I'm like, you people are real idiots. Their milk does not have colostrum in it. What do you think God created that for? But I'm telling you, science is really, how can we trust them anymore, folks? We can't. Two California brothers from Temecula pleaded guilty to defrauding the U.S. Postal Service out of more than $2.3 million. That's right. 35-year-old Anwar Farid Alam and 31-year-old Yusufzai Fahim Alam. Yep, they pled guilty. What they did was, from October 16 to May 2019, the Alam brothers purchased from the USPS priority mail packages and postages that included $100 in insurance for lost or damaged parcel contents. And then, of course, they allegedly wrapped empty packages or packages containing little or no value and then sent them via priority mail to fake recipients at fictitious addresses. Gee, I'm not going to give anybody any idea because somebody will try to do this again. USPS sent checks to the men in order to cover the purported losses valued up to $100 plus shipping costs. And, of course, they created fake accounts and fake business names to hide the number of false insurance claims they submitted. And they got caught. And earlier, we told you about Capital One buying Discover Financial in a $35.3 billion all-stock deal. $35.3 billion. What's in your wallet? Warren Buffett back U.S. Consumer Bank Capital One. Warren Buffett. You want to say goodbye to Warren Buffett? Time to cancel that Discover card. Yep. The deal, which is expected to receive intense antitrust scrutiny, would form the sixth largest U.S. bank by assets and a U.S. credit card behemoth that would compete with rivals J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup. The FDA recall warning on the Rizzo Lopez products has been expanded now. They show a picture of Costco. Yep. Albertsons, Bristol Farms, Car Safeway, Costco, Eagle, Lucky, Pavilions, Randall, Safeway, Save Mart, Shaw's, Sprouts, S&S, Star Market, Slater, Stater Brothers Markets, Tom Thumb, and Vons are all selling this garbage. And it could be any number of different brands, but if it's Rizzo Lopez, salads and taco kits now. Listeria bacterial outbreak. I think we need to switch diets here. Scientists fear a fatal zombie deer disease could be evolving to infect humans. Ah, wonder if they've been playing with the ticks now. This disease, it's a chronic wasting disease, has been found in Minnesota deer herds, is a contagious neurological condition that wipes out nearly every animal it infects. It's spreading rapidly in deer populations across the country. It's caused by misfolded proteins. When proteins do not fold into the correct shape, called prions. After infection, prions travel throughout the central nervous system, infecting the entire torso and carcass. Causes parts of the brain to slowly degenerate to a spongy consistency. Oh, this is kind of like mad cow. The condition is because there's no treatments or vaccines, right? It only infects animals like deer, elk, reindeer, caribou, and moose. This according to studies from 68 researchers from around the world starting looking into this, what would happen if a human spillover occurred. Huh. Well, we'd all get sick, wouldn't we? La-dee-da. They're trying to find some other way to contaminate us with another disease X. There's a gut health alert out, by the way. Common food preservative may pose risks. Yep. We talked about gut microbes being affected by this and how you should choose organic and natural products. Farmers market. Find out what they're using. Fresh fruits, veggies, 100% grass-fed meats. Forever chemicals are found in 88% of the kale tested now. Great. PFAS is on kale purchased in a Georgia Publix supermarket. Wow. Can't trust them at all, can you? Time to grow your own. 200,000 Facebook Marketplace user records were leaked on a hacking forum. Oh, my. Were you one of them? You start getting weird things. They can use email addresses leaked online and phishing attacks. Facebook Marketplace users were the target. They use mobile numbers. The exposed mobile numbers and personal info can be used in SIM swap attacks that would allow them to steal multi-factor authentication codes. sent via SMS and hijacked their target's account. So the first human patient implanted with a brain chip from Neuralink appears to have fully recovered and is able to control a computer mouse using their thoughts, according to Elon Musk.
Wow.
So I don't need a computer mouse anymore. If I have a neurochip, a Neuralink chip, wow. Now they're trying to get as many mouse button clicks as possible from the patient. All this posted on X. Wow. Now we didn't have a chance to get to all of the news stories here because we got guests coming on at the top of next hour, courtesy of the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens in 5 minutes. Listen to these important messages, and we'll be back with Perry A. talking about living clay after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.